This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Post-election fighting continues on Capitol Hill, where President-elect Joe Biden's allies are ripping Republicans for not acknowledging his win and accusing them of delaying COVID-19 relief packages. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Republicans need to accept reality. Biden won. The president lost.
Stop the circus.
And return to talks on COVID relief, doubling down on the Democrats' $2.4 trillion bill, which is a non-starter with the GOP.
It's like the house is burning down, and they just refuse to throw water on it.
But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it's Pelosi's fault, accusing her of dragging out pre-election talks to deny President Trump a win that could have helped his re-election.
The only thing that's standing in the way, in my view, is Speaker Pelosi.
The combative tones don't appear to bode well for a quick resolution. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of people seeking unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 8 months. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says 709,000 people applied for jobless benefits last week. A still high number, but the lowest figure since March. It's a sign the job market might be slowly healing. But that improvement will be put at risk by a resurgence in confirmed coronavirus cases. As colder weather arrives, consumers may become more cautious about leaving their homes, and companies could start cutting jobs or reducing workers' hours. But so far, the spike in COVID cases has not triggered a wave of new layoffs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower on fears of another COVID-19 lockdown. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all finished lower. This is VOA News. In their first calls with President-elect Joe Biden since the U.S. election, the leaders of Japan, South Korea, and Australia reaffirmed their commitment to tackling climate change and regional security. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
Key U.S. allies in Asia made their first phone calls to President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday, reaffirming U.S. military commitments in the region and pledging to work together on the global health crisis and climate change. It meant the leaders of South Korea, Japan, and Australia joined others in recognizing Biden's victory over President Donald Trump, who has refused to concede. Biden's projected win comes as China increasingly asserts its military and economic dominance in the region. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stayed silent on Biden's election so far.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. The UN Migration Agency said at least 74 migrants drowned after their Europe-bound ship capsized off the coast of Libya on Thursday, in the latest of a series of at least 8 shipwrecks in the central Mediterranean since last month. The boat was carrying more than 120 migrants, including women and children, when it capsized off the coast of the Libyan port of Al Qums. The International Organization for Migration said only 47 people were rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard and fishermen. So far, 31 bodies have been retrieved as the search for remaining victims continues. Israeli and Egyptian officials say a helicopter belonging to an international peacekeeping force has crashed in the Sinai Peninsula, killing several Americans in what both sides say appeared to be an accident. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The Israeli official says Americans were among the dead. The other victims were French and Czech. Israeli and Egyptian officials said one survivor was being airlifted to an Israeli hospital. An Egyptian official said the UH-60 Black Hawk was on reconnaissance mission and crashed near the island of Tiran. Both sides said the crash appeared to be caused by a technical failure and there were no signs of the aircraft being attacked. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Workers in the Philippines continued Thursday to rescue people from some of the worst flooding in years in the capital, Manila, that was triggered by Typhoon Vamco. At least 7 people have been reported killed. Emergency crews have been deployed across the main island of Luzon to rescue tens of thousands of residents trapped in their homes. Officials said nearly 3 million households in and around Manila are without power, and about 40,000 homes were completely or partially submerged in water. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.